Hello everyone, welcome back to Winning the Game. Wilhelm here.
With Fiona. Great to be back, Wilhelm.
It's great to be back. And in our country where we live now is in Sweden. And in Sweden there is vacation time, so many people go on vacation right now. And whether you are on your way to vacation, on vacation, or I was going to say stuck in work, that's probably a bad expression. Or you're enjoying work because you live in other countries in Europe or the US or wherever you listen to this podcast. There is a certain power in asking questions and being a bit rigorous with what kind of questions we ask ourselves and how we formulate them. I had a client about 20 years ago when I had started doing corporate coaching, and I've been into it for 4 or 5 years. And we had a coaching session. It was towards the end of the week, and we did a review, reflect, and then a focus about his upcoming week. And I asked him a couple of questions, and then he suddenly burst out, "Wilhelm, nobody else talks like you." And I was like, "What?" And he said, "Nobody talks like you when you talk about planning." And it came out of the blue for me, and I didn't have a clue what he meant. So I asked him, "You need to explain that, because I thought I was just having an ordinary conversation." And he said, "No, nobody talks like you do." And I still couldn't get it. And when I asked him again, he went on to explain that all the other planning activities he was part of in the corporate world, people asked questions like, "What needs to get done next week? What's on your top of your agenda next week? Where are we lagging behind that we need to focus on it next week? What's your three most important focuses for next week?" So it was all about doing, action, or focus. And he said, "You don't ask that. You ask questions like, by the end of next week, what would have happened for you such that you experienced having a great week?" And I said, "Yeah, of course, that's how I talk." And he said, "You talk about experience all the time. That's what's so different. You talk about how I will experience my life a week from now, and nobody else talks about experience." And it clicked for me, so I still remember it now 20 years later. Of course, what we want to look into when we do planning sessions or vision sessions is looking into future experience of life. We can do so many things and we can accomplish so many things and still not having an experience of being fulfilled in life. Mm-hmm. And we can actually fail at a lot of the doing and still at the end of the week be fulfilled with the experience of life because we have an intense amount of learning. Mm-hmm. And maybe we were bold and courageous more than we normally are. And maybe we were kind of contributing to other people, although we failed with our own doings for the week. So there is this interesting blind spot I've seen for 20 years since that human beings don't talk so much about the experience of the end of a week. They talk about a lot of doing all the time. Mm. People say, "What are you going to do on your vacation?" They don't ask, and this is going to sound a bit funny, "What would you like to experience at the end of your vacation?" But the second question is much more interesting because doing is doing, and experience, that's what everybody wants.
Yeah, I love that.
This was kind of unprepared for you. I went on a rant on experience. So what shows up for you? Because we've been doing this work for the last couple of weeks with people a lot. But any take you have of this in sense of asking a question that opens up for insight about experience rather than insight about taking lots of actions?
Right. Well, I came across a question last week, and it's a question that I probably have been fairly familiar with for a couple of months. But what was interesting on this occasion, it really landed for me. Now, it was asked in a different context, but when I was leading a program last week, I actually asked it in the context of weekly planning, which was really interesting. And the question was really, it stopped me in my tracks, and interestingly, it also stopped participants in their tracks when I asked it. And the question was really simple. It's like this. If you were to have an ideal week, or if we were to say this for people now on summer semester or vacation in Sweden, if you were to have the ideal vacation, you could even say the ideal body or the ideal relationship, but let's just say for the sake of purposes now, we're talking about the ideal week. What would be the four facts? So four facts that would be true if that were an ideal week. And what happens is when you're asked a question like that, instead of talking about doing or what actions do I need to take, people go, oh, I would love to have had a wonderful day with my kids in Liseberg or in, you know, in an utflykt or an activity that they want to just have fun with their kids.
Yeah.
Or I would like to have completed that interview process, or I would love to have a great relationship with my kids and my family at the end of that vacation, that we come back and we're all friends.
Yeah.
So it's a different question and it's a different conversation. And people have to kind of go into the future a little bit and stand there and get grounded there and go, yeah, what would that ideal week look like? What are the four things that would have to be true for this to have been an ideal week? And when we play in that a little bit, we start moving from that doing piece into that actual experience of life that's rich and full and joyous and connected. And it's just a different place to play, I think.
Super. And in the coming episodes of this podcast, we will dig a little deeper into the different parts of this question. What's an ideal and what are facts that are true and all that stuff? But for now, just to repeat your question, and as you listen to this, you can start to look and see what comes up. For you to have an ideal week next week, what four facts would be true for you by the end of that week? It's pretty cool. So thanks for listening to this episode. Welcome back to the next episode where we'll expand on these and other questions. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.